And tonight we're going to be talking about analysis and individuation. Kind of a fitting end to an introductory course, because obviously the whole point of Jung's psychology was this process that he called individuation. The goal of psychological development for Jung is also the process of psychological development. They're the same. They're called individuation. And what he means by that is the process by which each of us becomes the individual who we were born to be, so to speak. And this is not necessarily a kind of teleological idea that at birth there's a goal for us in life, but just that those particular inherent psychological aspects of us have an opportunity to develop relatively unimpeded by the environment into which we are born. And of course, as you remember from complex theory, the big problem that occurs is that the archetypal proclivities within us to develop along certain lines become overlaid and contaminated by, or in a sense, fleshed out by our own personal experience. Now, what that happens is it inevitably takes those archetypal potentials and limits them to certain categories, limits them to certain paths, so that as we grow older, we have rather large accretions of experience from our everyday life and environment that have a substantial impact on how we can develop as individuals. And the archetypes will periodically in life try to, almost like a supernova, you know, like a red giant sloughing off its outer layers, will try to compact and explode so that all of that which has gone previously in our lives can be cleared away for something new to come forth. For Jung, this was generally what happened when we talk about things like nervous breakdown or psychotic reaction, this sort of thing. What's happening is that the unconscious is trying to bring the individual's own particular potentials for development to the fore, and in so doing has to break away a lot of the previous life experience. So we have these complexes, which are combinations of numerous associations clustered around the powerful organizing center of an archetype, and those numerous associations have got to be broken up. Now, for Jung, the best thing that could happen to an individual was to understand that consciously, so that as the process occurs, the individual does not feel like, and the people around the individual will not feel like, the individual is in effect going crazy. The individual is not going crazy. What's happening is that the individual is trying to enter into a new phase of life. And for any of you who have been present in the birthing room and know what the stage of transition is like, this is the same sort of transition psychologically. It's as if something has to break through something else, and the forces involved are pretty high. Now, if the ego understands this, it can not only feel a little better about the process, but it can actually facilitate it. It can do whatever needs to be done to help the archetypes to break through without having to break through with all that compelling power that so often disrupts our lives beyond repair. Everything in the unconscious is exaggerated. Everything. The unconscious is exaggeration. If the unconscious wants to give us an image of crossing over some sort of a threshold, it will do it in the most overdrawn terms imaginable. You know, where all we need to do is take a step, we will probably dream of a tank going through a wall. You know, it's that exaggerated. Once consciousness understands this, it understands that it doesn't necessarily have to do what the unconscious is suggesting it needs to do in the extremity that the unconscious is suggesting it. So, for example, when we were talking about shadow and persona, when shadow contents begin to emerge, they emerge with a bang. But we don't necessarily have to go along with the exaggeration of those shadow contents. Simply to recognize that something is emerging that needs our attention, and that in certain very practical ways in our lives we can begin to give an outlet to these dimensions of ourselves is sufficient. Now, where does analysis come in? Well, if Jung felt that as part and parcel of the individuation process, there were going to be these unconscious eruptions, so to speak, and if he felt that consciousness, if employed in the service of this process, would lead to a much more manageable life for the individual, well, then analysis becomes a process by which the unconscious and consciousness can somehow be integrated into a certain common pursuit. So analysis for Jung was nothing more and nothing less than speeding up the normal processes of development that would happen anyway.